Blog Talk Radio.
How many people, Elite, do you think missed us?
I think everybody.
I think we're going to come back to a load of emails.
I think so, too.
That went to spam, because it hasn't shown up in our bin, so I'm sure it's spam. I'm sure people have been missing it, the show.
I missed it.
I did miss it. For everybody who is just tuning in and has missed it or just joining us for the first time, this is the Bridal Body Shop show. And Lori Towers is me. Elite Ziegelman is she. And we've been on hiatus for what? About a month? Would you say a month, Elite?
Is that how long?
I think so. But I have to admit, there were certain incidents that came up that we had to take time off from the show. But last week, we made a very earnest attempt to come on the air.
I know. We had technical difficulties.
It was the first time in
ever.
Six months of us being on. We're on for 6 months. And it's never happened before, and it happened last week, and that was it. But we were sweating it out, not sure if it was going to happen again today, but it didn't. So we're here.
But here we are.
And we are happy to be back. And the last time we spoke to everybody, the last time we were on the Air Elite, we were actually wrapping up our summer, right?
I think we were about to wrap it up. We were in the middle
of
it.
You know why? No, because we were announcing that we were going to be going up to Woodstock. We did the show in Woodstock.
We didn't have one after that, right?
We didn't.
No.
We were going up for Labor Day week, and that was on Labor Day.
We were
show.
In October already.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like,
wow.
That was the end of the month. This was the beginning of October. So, yeah. So we went up to Woodstock and did our little show up there. And, I think that was it. You know, and we had a great time with that. I know. But lots has been happening. Lots and lots of good things. We can't talk about it too much, but we'll give a little bit of info on. We had had Elite and I had been shopping around a reality show treatment, and we had some hits and misses with it, but basically the premise of it was what we thought, and I still think it is, getting brides and grooms ready for the wedding, and we would have different axillary characters. We would have caterer, blah blah blah. But basically it was following the trainer and the client throughout the getting ready for the wedding and getting them into shape, and
the wedding, so on and so forth. Right?
Yeah. And we thought that was a great premise, but obviously not what's the word I'm looking for? Not dramatic enough, not conflict infested as many.
Said. I could see a lot of.
Well,
drama.
You know what? A lot of people did say that, because don't forget we shopped it around different production houses, and usually when one person says something, okay, you kind of take it on the chin a little bit. But when everybody was coming up with the same, well, it's not. It's
I just
not
think
that.
'Cause the bridal aspect was just played out.
Yeah, I guess so. But then I wonder why shows like Shedding for the Wedding. I mean,
but those things didn't last, if you notice.
Okay, but what about Say Yes to the Dress? What season is it in?
That's not losing weight or something like that. That's just
see the fascination.
Say yes to the dress, and that's it. Whether you're fat, skinny, whatever.
Yeah, but my thinking was, you're combining, which is really why we decided the business was, you're especially during a recession. But this is, I don't think it was foolproof, but you're creating a marriage, no pun intended, between two industries that are just multi-billion dollar industries,
mm-hmm.
the fitness industry and the wedding industry. So how could that not? You have two topics of interest that I think are audience drawing.
And put a woman in it, there's your drama.
That's what I'm saying. Put two women in it, forget it. Definite catfight.
Catfight drama.
This is, do we have a cat? No, we don't. We don't have any sound effects for cats.
Cat?
Okay, we got a dog. You know, for our Halloween show, we got to get a lot of sound effects. So we got to do that. But so anyway, getting back to the show that we're developing now, we took the same structure, pretty much the same ideology, and we're developing it this with another woman who actually came up with doing a divorce spin. And basically, it's going to be divorce renovation. Going to be very fitness heavy, obviously, because Elite and I are at the wheel. So that's going to be the main objective of the show, is taking someone who has gone through a relationship, probably a relationship that's maybe 20 years, took her out of the rat race, put her in the kitchen, raised children, and then now this woman is.
It also could be a professional woman that's been working
absolutely.
All her life,
It could be anybody who's been. I mean, years ago. I mean, certainly, I should have said that now is not the generation where there are women that are housebound. You know, as far as being
hardly any women.
There are a few,
Our mother's generation.
Well, there are still women. This is usually the women that are in the upper echelon of finances. They husbands make the money and they stay home and
or I would say the very low finances.
Or that, yeah. So it's one or the other. But either way, these women now have to find their way back to the sexual arena, making themselves feel a little bit more attractive, the workplace, just the dating scene. So you have three different things. So basically what this show is going to do is prime them. Get them back to their fighting weight. Get them and nourish them with the different things that you would need as far as making your life better, making you the best product that you can be once you get out there again. Once you're get over everything else in your home, you're starting the second half of your life, which is how you should look at it. And we're going to have hairstylists. We're going to have life coaches, which is what I'm not too crazy about, but they seem to be interesting enough, and that's basically what the show is going to be about. So it's going to be like a divorce makeover, a divorce renovation. So I think it's going
to
be interesting.
What's really funny is that I'm going to the fitness aspect of the show.
Mm.
What we're going to teach women is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
sure.
And anything in life, you need discipline.
Yeah.
You know, you need to get up. You know,
take
a shower. You know, you brush your teeth. That's all disciplined.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
To get yourself into, a fitness program every morning, you're more disciplined in life that way.
I think so.
To get on with your everyday duties or taking care of yourself or moving on to your workplace, always having more confidence in yourself.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And that's what I think our show will be really based upon, is giving them the confidence back and the discipline in life.
And that's basically, we're not going to make it just specifically, female geared, but
it could be male geared too.
Of course, but the truth of the matter is, and I even said this last week, we had a meeting with someone in production, and I said basically it's going to be geared a little bit more with a female slant, because women are still the underserved, women are still getting paid less per dollar than men, and that's just the way it is. I didn't make the rules, we just have to play by them.
And, in the reality aspect, people rather see a woman on TV than see a man anyway.
And you know what I'm hoping for, too, is that as much as people want to see drama, and they want to see the conflict, and they want to see that whole element of a possible fight or hysteria, I also always think to the basic component of good in everybody, and that most people like an underdog. Most people want to see somebody do better, especially somebody who's been hurt. You want to see somebody do better, not only just because of them, because of yourself. You know, everybody could relate to someone not feeling well about themselves. Everybody's gone through that. It's nothing new. Even the most attractive person in the world has gone through their emotions and moments of doubt and not feeling good about themselves and just where you are. But the basic premise of the show is, building up your body and your soul and getting you ready for the second performance, and that's it.
It's usually the better performance. So.
Yeah, I think so.
Because the first is just the trial run, and the second is, this is it. This is the rest of your life.
Well, and I think, and you made a good point, women basically can be disciplined when it comes to making sure the kid gets someplace on time, making sure this is ready, making
sure lunch
is ready.
It's all about their family.
Right.
It's all about their family, but they get lost in the process of it.
That's exactly right. That's,
but it's just, it doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't
that's
have
what,
to
you
be.
Know, hopefully that we, you know, our women listeners will learn that it doesn't have to be just about your family and your kids, you know. If it wasn't for you, they couldn't be taken
that's
care
exactly
of.
That's exactly right.
And so see, take care of yourself first.
That's what I've always said. You know, and me being a non-parent, it's hard to say that to women who are, because they're like looking at it, well, you have all the freedom in the world. But even if I had kids, I would still want my kids to get the best of me.
But you know, Sonia, you're more disciplined than any other, you know, person who has no kids. Because you live your life in a disciplined manner.
Right. Well, but the thing is, a woman has to look at herself as, this is the product. If you are just going to gear yourself to your family, and I have nothing bad to say about that, you have to give yourself the best, you have to give your family the best product that you could create.
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
and you're also the role model.
Right.
You
it's
know,
what
you're
you
the
bring
role
to the
model,
table.
Whether, you know, to your husband, to your kids, to the cousins, to whoever.
That's exactly right.
You are their role model.
And that's what people women seem to forget. And it's really a shame. And it's so funny that, and you could see where the show, Elite and I have a certain idea of where the show is going to go. I'm going to try to keep creative control as much as possible. But you could see now we have a lot of people wanting to come on, plastic surgeons and so on and so forth.
Well, everybody wants to get their hand in
because
it.
Because that is a reality, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing people think of. Is you know, well, you know, if I'm going to make myself better, you know, I'm not going to go. The sad truth is most women aren't saying, well, I'm going to enroll and take a couple of courses in college. No, I want to go for Botox. Okay. I happen to think that smart is attractive. You know, you can have a beautiful woman.
I think that's
woman.
The most attractive, the most sexiest of anything.
If you have a beautiful woman and she sounds like an airhead, I always say she probably was taught to act like that and that it's cute. But if someone is smart and they actually have things to offer, that's the sexiest part of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but women don't think of that. They think in terms. And in fact, I'm going to share something with you that is, I'm going to try to stay on point with this. I didn't tell you about this last night. I was on the train last night, and there was a woman who got on the train that, I'm not lying and exaggerating in any way, shape, or form, was the most disfigured woman I have ever seen in my life. Picture the Elephant Man. That was her face.
Hmm.
And you can see, everybody on the train looked away but had to look again.
Yeah.
And it was, I'll say she looked worse because there was one side of her face was relatively disformed. You could see features. The other was, and this was clearly congenital. She was born like this. There was no way a face could turn. I mean, it was just bony change. Her jaw was, and she got on the train with everybody and just stood there. And like I said, people were trying not to look, but it was there. And what really made me almost choke up is the fact that everybody's thinking the same thing. My God, this poor woman. You know, this poor woman, and yet she's getting on the train, and yet she's doing stuff. And she's got every reason to stay housebound, and she's out.
So why would she have to stay housebound?
Because
she is hard to look at?
Honey, when I tell you...
That's not an excuse to stay housebound,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. But I'm sure that when she passes kids... They scream. It was, when I say her face was horrific, it was that bad. I've never seen anything that bad in my life. But what touched me more than anything was she was texting. She was on the train.
She had somebody to talk to.
That's exactly. And I was trying, and I felt my eyes welling up, but I was trying not to, because it was like, there is somebody there for her. She's part of us. She's part of everything. She's still, nothing's stopping her. And she's,
and you know what?
Phone?
Also, somebody has accepted her flaws.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I know, and I'm sure she could have been a nice woman, you know,
no matter
what.
Oh, I'm sure she was all
I'm sure
things.
She's even extra nice because she's trying to make friends with the way
of
she looks.
Of course. And, you know, there's a certain amount. I mean, she clearly was like this from birth, so there's a certain acclimation you make to the appearance you have and the reactions you get. And I just thought to myself, this is someone who gets up, bothers to style her hair, she bothers to go out. And who the rest of us that are worried about the little wrinkles that we have? That
no.
How is
how petty is that? How petty is that?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm thinking, her dream that she probably could never even think about having would. Oh, I need Botox.
But you know what's funny is that I'm sure she had such a strong family backing, and people always said, "You're beautiful, no matter what. You're beautiful inside, that makes you beautiful outside."
Yeah.
The people that go for the Botox and the people that go for their implants or whatever, I'm sure they had parents that never called them beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
or parents that made them think that beauty was the only thing
that could be another thing. Because, you know, that always comes within also.
Yeah.
But parents do.
Looked at her, just, my God, God bless her. And she got off the train, just like still texting whoever it was. Yeah.
Good for her.
And it was just, and the funny thing is, I had told a friend of ours about that. And she said, you know what? Because she was telling me about how she was feeling about herself. And that came at perfect time. I feel, that's, we always think of ourselves as, woe is me. And here you are. You know, my grandmother always used to say, there's always somebody worse off than you. And looking at her, there's probably not too many people after her, is what I'm saying. There's more tragic stories. But as far as physicality, holy moly, you know?
Yeah.
And dressed, you know, in nice clothes. You know, she bothered to, like, go in a store and say, well, you know, contemporary clothes. Very hard to get a read on how old she was, you know, because there was no reference point as
right.
You know, she could have been in her 30s.
She could have been a teenager for you.
It's very, very hard to say.
It's a shame. It's horrible.
But, you know, hopefully everybody who got on the train with her that night took a little something home, you know, because it's like we have no problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money you could make. She's out and about and enjoying the quality of her life.
Well, you know what? Maybe she has no problems either, you know. Okay, she's ugly for the rest of her life.
Oh,
you know?
Well, yeah.
If that's a problem, something's wrong with the world.
You know, it's not even she's unattractive.
I totally understand what you said.
You would have thought it's a mask. That's how severe it was. And I've seen it. This was the worst.
Remember that movie Mask?
Okay, worse than that, babe.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Remember when he had the girlfriend who was blind?
Yeah.
She had no idea what he looked like. No idea.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if we can go around like that and never judge anybody by the way they look.
Unfortunately.
Or anything like that. I think the world would be so much a better place.
But getting back to our show.
Thank you.
Well put, my dear. Well played. Very nice. But it's true.
But it is true.
You know, but in getting back to in the arena of reality shows that are just, you know, supporting, you know, Botox and implants and all that. Look, I have no right to tell people how they should look or what they should do to make them feel better. But most people attach that, well, you know, once I have this done, I'm going to feel like this and I'll get, and that never happens. You know, it shouldn't be that, well, if I look a certain way, I'm going to do better.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've told you this in the past. I wanted to get breast implants for a long time. But I'd rather have what I have and give up 6 weeks of the gym because it won't make me feel good that way.
No.
But, you know, making me feel good in one way after 6 weeks will make me feel like caca with the 6 weeks I'm missing.
Yeah.
And to me, that's more important than just having, you know, nice breasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
I agree. But, you know, that's the thing. You don't place that high a premium on, and like I said.
To me, it's phony substance. So I mean, if it could come with no, you know, no, what's the word? If nothing could take it away from my everyday life, I'll take it.
But you got to take away
something to get something.
And six weeks is too much.
That's much too long.
6 weeks is too much.
6 days is too long.
Yeah, that's just. But you know what? If it meant that much, you know, people will make concessions for things like that. You know, and it's funny because it's, you know, when you think about the plastic surgery industry, I think the figure is it's 94% female-based.
Oh.
So there you go. So what's that saying? What we're saying is we're not going to be part of that.
And 99% of it is because their man wants them to make them look better.
Or they feel that they should.
They're not looking better, you know, enough.
But see, that's where the show is going to be different, Elite Ziegelman. We're not going to teach them to be better.
No, we're going to give them the confidence back.
Right.
That's what we're going to give them back.
For anything but yourself.
For themselves.
That's it.
Nothing else involved.
You know,
nothing else
and
involved.
Everything else will come into place.
Doesn't it always, though?
Yes, it does.
So, there you go.
You're seeming very zen, Elise. Mm-hmm. You're seeming very zen today.
Me?
I like it, yeah. I like the zen. Did you have a little too much zen to drink for lunch? What was it?
Huh? I had Diet Coke.
That's what I'm saying. It was a joke. Where's the laugh?
If I gotta
cue you into that, it's not even
there
worth it.
There is no laugh.
Okay, we gotta work on that because we do need that. We used to have a laugh. It's in the other thing. Okay, that's not what I was going for. That's the Halloween.
Okay,
that's the Halloween laugh.
That's Halloween.
No, I don't like that. We got to work on that. We need some more creepy stuff. Halloween is in 3 weeks. We got time.
Yeah, that's
because it's a Thursday and the show is on a Wednesday, so we'll be fine. But what we're talking about today is, Elite, I know you've noticed it's getting darker at night.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I think it's cozy. I think it's
nice. I love
it,
yeah. But like I said, I like it when it's warm outside.
Oh,
yeah. It's too frigid outside. I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, you're cold in 70 degrees, so you're the
best. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't mind it when it's nice and warm outside.
No. But what happens is already people are starting with the eating differently. And I've been talking to people who have been.
Well, people go into a depression, though.
Oh, of course.
I have a client that does all the time. So.
Well, you know, and not to say that this is of course an extreme. The suicide rate in Alaska goes up in the darkest months.
Yeah.
So there is that.
There's
attention.
A lot of people that don't like the dark.
No. But in saying that, now that people have the ability to cover up more, they consume more, and that's what we're going to talk about today too. As we start, you know, this is a fall back into fitness show, and people who have done everything during the summer and got outside and ran and did whatever they're going to do and bike feel that now that all has to stop. It all has to stop because it's fall and there's not anything we could do outside. Well, you know what? There are still plenty of things you could do outside if that's your exercise method of choice.
But you do come into a house and,
yeah.
You know, you do undress to go into bed or you do undress and go into the shower. I mean, you know, we're in clothes 24/7.
But
I mean, they are taking off their clothes to see what's going on, right?
But do you think people care as much about their appearance?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
Why don't they care? Giving you the pass, baby.
You're giving me the pass. I'm going to take it. Get out of my way, Ziegelman, because here I come. I'm running down the track. This is what I'm saying. People will just use their environment.
As another excuse
for not working out, for overeating. And don't get me wrong. You and I both enjoy nice desserts and nice, heavier foods in the wintertime, but it's not anything.
It's summertime, too.
No, but there's something about having
of course.
That comfort food. But it's not something that happens all the time, and we do work out.
No, it's a treat. It's a treat for us.
And now, and this is what I heard the other day, and I meant to tell you. A lot of people thinking, well, what's the difference now? You know, the holiday parties are coming, which, when you think about them, they are. So what's the difference? Why even bother now? Well, that's the lamest, most convoluted.
I've never heard of such a stupid
logic that I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my God!
Because what we do is, we could. Let me tell you something. Elite and I could go to a party every night and eat what we want and never say,
well,
"Is this going to fit me
tomorrow?" I'm going
to
go back to discipline.
Mm.
When you're disciplined on doing exercise every day, you're disciplined on your eating,
mm-hmm.
and you're disciplined on your everyday agenda life. And that's what they do in the army.
Yep.
They discipline you from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And I'm sure, I mean, let's say in your work arena, you're disciplined to have every single hour taken.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're done, you know, you have your hour travel time. You're going to go home and you're going to have this hour, and this hour to put away for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty much disciplined in every single hour of your life.
Right. Exactly.
And that's the way it should be.
It should be. And you know what's really funny? I have a client that he and his wife just celebrated their, I think their 15th anniversary, and they went to a spa. Now listen to this. This was a spa in Malibu that must, of course,
Those are the beautiful ones.
But now listen to the spa. It was a fitness spa where they taught you to eat correctly.
Mm-hmm.
They had you hike 4 hours a day. He came back. Now, he wasn't carrying a lot of body fat. He came back after 1 week, 15 pounds lighter.
Wow.
And toned. And they fed them a vegetarian diet.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was, it's not like he was starving, but this was like an activity spa where you went out, where you enjoyed. And they kept you busy. You would have, I think, like from 2 to 3, you could rest. You could like nap or do whatever.
Right.
And
it's disciplined every hour.
And he said
that's
he didn't even feel it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And
right.
I think it was the calories were like 1,500 for women, 2,000 for men. But
burned
said,
or eaten?
A day for their meal, their menu.
Their meal.
Says it's all
and I'm work. Sure you're burning just as much.
Just with hiking.
Right.
For 4 hours
exactly.
a day.
Exactly.
And he said he felt great. He never was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that's the type
because
of
the body
spa
is
I would
moving
go to.
And fed at the same time.
That's what
at
I
the
would
times
do.
Where it's supposed to be. Okay?
See, but that, I know that's a crazy one, but that's where you and I would go. That's where it's like, wait a minute, sunbathe. What am I going to do?
And we would enjoy that. You're talking about an everyday person. They would look for the McDonald's on their break, whatever, their rest time. Let's look
that.
For the McDonald's. You know what I mean?
I love that. He looked great. You know, eyes clear,
right.
Skin looked great. He loved it. And what a great investment in their relationship was investing in their health together.
Mm-hmm.
And must have cost a sweet buck. I think it was
in Malibu?
Or something
forget
like
it.
That.
Forget it.
For
those
the, week.
The ones in Arizona?
Yeah. Scottsdale especially, yeah. Yeah. But that made sense to me. That's, you know.
Well, it does. It's going to make sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
It will make sense to a lot of the population.
And the funny thing was, his wife had wanted to do this, and he was like, you know, being a good sport and going along, he can't stop raving about this place.
That's
could
beautiful.
Not stop raving about it. And that's what we're trying to say. There's like this, there's so many excuses, and it doesn't have to be something like this that you have to spend that much money and go away to. You can work out. You can.
You know, even if you, let's say you go to Europe, okay,
uh-huh.
and you go on these tours. The tours are actually burning calories because you're getting up and you're walking around and you're going up and down and then you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we'll go on another tour. Okay. And then you'll walk around doing, you know, the calorie basin burning and stuff. Then you'll eat.
Right.
You'll never gain weight on those kind of trips because you're constantly moving. Okay.
Right.
It's not going to be a fitness getaway.
Oh, no.
But it's going to be eat and move. Eat and move. And that's the biggest thing in life is to move.
Well, I mean, think about it. Think about how mankind was the physicality when we had to chase our food. We chased our food.
Mm-hmm.
We cooked our food. We, you know, ate it. And then we waited till the next time we got food again that we also had to chase down. So
if we had to do that now, there would be no obesity.
No. What the most we do is walk down to a deli. Walk down.
There would be no obesity to
walk down, take an elevator down.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. The math is so simple. Eat sensibly and move more. Why can't
that's
people?
That's all it is. That's all it is.
And why can't people just they just can't do
because
it?
I'm telling you, it's going to go back to discipline because people don't like to be regimented and disciplined. They like to have it their way and freely and easily. You know, it's easy. It's a quick fix, and that's what they want in life.
Of course.
And that's what makes the biggest money.
Of course.
Anything that's quick, fast, and you don't have to move.
Well, you and I have this conversation time and time again. The fitness industry is based on recycled fitness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a billion-dollar industry that has not changed much at all.
At all. It's just different names.
Since I have
it.
Since
all
I have
it is. It's different names.
Exactly. But what they capitalize on is the fact that what the gym industry, what people, the fall-offs,
mm-hmm.
we get everybody's money, and they don't come back, and that's okay.
That's
everybody.
How they make the money. That's how they make the money.
And that's
if every person that joined the gym went, the gyms would be so crowded. You could not move in them.
Yeah.
I look forward to people dropping out because it makes more room for me.
Yes.
And that's what usually happens. They drop out very quickly.
It's really a sin. It really is. And the fact that, and this is where gyms are starting to gear up for those New Year's resolutions, because it's like okay, well, summer's over now. Like, you know, I'm not going to, salads, forget about a salad in the winter. And I don't know why people don't feel that salads are worthy of a venture in the winter. It's just like, well, you know what?
Because I like the hot stuff in the winter.
You know what? You could still
Listen, I'm not a big salad. I like salad,
yeah,
but I'm more of a summer salad person. I won't have much in this in the winter.
Really?
I like my hot, warm meals. It just goes hand in hand. And I won't have a fattening hot, warm meal. It would just be a warm, hot meal. That's
but,
all.
You know, I remember when I was a kid having, even in the winter, steak, but salad on the side. You know,
yeah,
you have your hot, your
cold. Well, you know, salad is just really the vegetable.
I know, but I always like
that. You
like
know,
salad.
When we have salad, salad is our meal.
Yeah.
Throw some grilled fish, chicken in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, our salad is the meal.
Yeah.
People just have salad as a vegetable.
People just have lettuce, you know.
Iceberg lettuce,
call that,
what is that, nutritional?
Call that salad.
Nothing.
Yeah, have a little salad.
It has no nutritional value, people. None whatsoever. It's 99% water.
You know, people, you know, again, it's selective thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have five people giving the same speech. Everybody in the audience will interpret it differently and pick out exactly what they want.
But you know what's funny? Mostly everybody knows.
Everybody does know.
You know?
Everybody
knows. They don't want to admit it. So what do you eat? What do you eat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's, and you know what I love when people say, you must spend, oh, I could never spend as much time in the gym as you do. I don't spend a lot of time in the gym.
No.
No, it's just, and it's like,
so funny. The other day, there's just an old woman that comes into the gym every day.
Good for her.
She's a retired teacher, so
mm-hmm.
she comes every day she comes in.
Good for her.
So she comes in, like I say, about 7:30, and I'm there already. And the other day, I left the gym, went home, I showered, I had to go to the bank, and then I was going to go meet you. Meanwhile, she was back with me. She just got out of the gym. It was like 40 to 11, okay? And she just got out of the gym to be there for like 4 hours. 4 hours.
Wow.
So I asked her the next day, I said, how long do you stay here? She goes, oh, you know, I just take my time. I do my cardio.
Okay.
Then I do the weights. And she's definitely a woman close to her 70s.
Uh-huh.
Then she'll take a class. Then she'll socialize a little.
Well, okay.
And then she'll go
nice.
Home. She goes, what do I have to go home for?
That's
you know,
exactly
my kids
right.
are grown. I have grandkids. I thought that was wonderful.
I think it's great.
I said, you know, I used to have the stamina to stay in a gym for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it in me no more.
No.
I was just like so, you know, shocked she was there for 4 hours.
But you know what I think is great? The fact that she would find that more beneficial than going home
and
putting on the TV.
I told her, I said, at least you pick something really heavy, healthy.
Yeah.
to,
heavy.
You know,
heavy man.
To have a great lifestyle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something really healthy. It's not
she
like
was
unhealthy.
In shape.
Like she goes, she's an old woman, you
right.
know. You know, she's an old woman. I would I say no. I wouldn't say that. No.
Okay. Well, maybe she was in worse shape.
Maybe she's very like you know. She walks very frail, but she talks a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
one of those women.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I give her credit just for coming every day.
Yeah.
Every day she comes. Every day.
And you know, maybe
wearing the weightlifting belt.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh, I'm scared.
Them.
Oh, I'm scared of her. Oh boy. Wow. Well, you know, again, you don't know. Maybe she lost a lot of weight.
You
don't
know.
You know
what I'm going to tell you another story today. That new guy that works behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that
right.
I complained about the gym and all. His name is
right.
Chris.
Right.
And I would say he's 70 pounds overweight.
70 pounds.
70 pounds of him, but he's a big guy. He's like my height, but a big guy.
I thought you said he was built.
No.
But he's got a belly.
It's not the same guy I was telling you about.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody else when I was telling you about that.
Okay.
No, that was somebody's boyfriend.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
But anyway, today I was, I'll tell you later what I was going to ask him, but I overheard him talk to this other woman that lost 100 pounds. They were at the counter talking about. And I found out that he lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
So, you know, he's still losing weight, and because he says what triggered him to be overweight all his life, because I would say he's late 30s, is that when he was 5 years old, somebody told him that he didn't like the way he was eating.
Oh, wow.
So since then, all he did was eat, like, in the closet, you know?
Wow.
Never ate in front of
yeah.
people, took all his food and just went home and ate it. Never ate on the outside in public.
Yeah.
So that was, like, made him know, overweight all his life. He goes, I don't care anymore. I said, well, I guess it came with maturity that you really don't care anymore. But to lose over 200 pounds and still keep going, and he comes in every day, he works out before he works and stuff like that. So,
good
you know, I give him credit, too.
Hell yeah. Sure.
So.
Wow.
And he's been a part of my gym for years. He's like, I'm a district manager.
Wow.
So.
That's good. That's well, these are the stories that are out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stories out there,
mm-hmm.
you know? But being overweight all your life, there's a reason for it.
Yeah. And, you know, there's always that one definitive factor that makes or breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you that my ex-sister-in-law has just recently lost 27 pounds. And I think that she probably was the heaviest that since I've known her, the last time I saw her. And, you know, why did she choose now to lose it? Why did it happen now and not 10 years ago? Because it was always a battle back and forth, never anything like morbidly obese, but always a little bit of a fluctuation that was more on the plus side than not. And it's just, you have to be right. You have to be ready for it. Nothing changed in her life. She works out with a sister whose sister has a gym. Her sister has always been there. Her sister has always been in her life.
Well, this conversation is going to come full circle again because this is the second part of our lives.
That's exactly right.
And if
that's
you're
exactly
going to do
right.
it, you might as well do it right for the second time.
That's exactly right. It has to be, that dangling carrot has to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a reason we do things. There's always some motivation, whether it's ego-driven or whatever it is.
That's human nature.
Yeah.
It's human nature.
But the people that, you know, just go through the motions of it, it's like, you know, stay home. Don't even go to the gym because it's not going to work. But, and it usually, the other definitive factor is when people get a health scare. That's the other thing
that gets them
to start, you know, reevaluating. You know, I've mistreated my body all my life and now I'm damning it because it doesn't work.
Right.
Well, whose fault was that?
Yeah.
You know, and that sounds like a harsh thing to say to people, but I have said it to people.
And it's happened so many times.
Yeah. If you've done nothing for your body but eat poorly all your life, and now you're surprised that, well, my cholesterol is high. Wow. I'm surprised it didn't happen 5 years ago. That's all I'm surprised about.
No, it happened deep, close to home. You saw what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Poor
yeah.
eating, caught
mm-hmm.
up later on in life.
Mm-hmm. It always does.
It never hibernates,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
It does catch up.
Some people are genetically gifted, and they could, because, you know, everybody has an aunt who's been smoking for 82 years, and she never had lung cancer.
My mother-in-law.
Well, God
she's
bless.
75, she's going to be 76 years old. She still smokes.
God bless.
The
God
120s,
bless.
No less.
I,
God bless her, you know? She's strong as an ox. It's your genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It is. It is.
And, you know, but, you know, you could say it's your genetics, but it didn't happen on the other side. But my father-in-law died from heart disease from smoking.
Yeah. You just don't know. I mean, it's really the cause that you were dealt.
Right.
But my thing is, I pretty much know my medical history and what I have to stay away from, but I'm going to, just even with that knowledge, I'm not going to do anything to tempt the fates. You know, why would I?
No,
the worst thing I do at this point in my life is coffee. That's
why? Because we're disciplined.
Right.
It goes back to that.
Yeah.
It really does.
Well, like I said, it has to be the dangling carrot is either health scare or the incentive is, well, you know what? I want to look good for. I want to look. But the thing is, don't.
But if you want to go look for, what happens after that
well,
four?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It can't just be for that.
Okay.
You have to commit to it. Well, that's why we started the Brava Body Shop, 212-460-1879. To get it, did you like that? Did you like when I flipped that in? I have to land this plane, don't I? But that's because our idea was there were so many young women getting ready for the wedding and, you know, 24 years old and, you know, grossly out of shape. And we never got understood that, but they wanted to get ready for the wedding. But the thing is, we got them in shape and gave them a philosophy that hopefully they'll hold dear the rest of their lives. Whether they do or not, you know, we could hope for the best. But that's what we do. And Elise, our business is, it comes to you. It's fitness brought to your door.
It shouldn't be any easier, is it?
No excuses.
No, you know, it's not a quick fix, but it's so much quicker when we come to you and do it for you.
Yeah.
We'll fix you
think
up.
Think about this. You don't have to get in a car.
You don't have to do anything but pull us up.
You just have to, if you're nice, you'll offer the trainer a nice glass of water when he or she comes. That's all you're responsible for. It's muy fácil, mommy.
It can't be any easier.
And visit our website. It's www.thebridalbodyshop.com. And give us a call, 212-460-1879. If you want to call the show here, it's 347-857-1867. It's a lot of sevens there.
It's my lucky number.
I'm glad it wasn't a lot of sixes, you know.
The devil.
Oh, Diablo. Diablo, mama. But so we're really excited about the show.
Yeah.
We're really excited about the show. And meeting with another producer tomorrow. So we're going to get it out there. And I have a firm belief in this project. You know? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I'm on the other side here, remember?
You know? And everybody that... I forget sometimes, but everybody we're talking to about it.
I'm not
saying,
hard to, I mean, I'm pretty big.
I'm not that big. You're just 5'11".
But I'm just saying.
It's not like you're 6 foot.
It's not like
15.
I'm 2 feet. And like you could just look right over me.
I tend to do that anyway. I tend
to. Move on.
But. That's what I'm saying. So either way, my concern was we're dropping one ideology for another, but this is a little bit more of an empowering theme, I think, the show.
I think, you know, when you get yourself into any fitness regimen, it's very empowering, don't you think? Whether you're getting married or you're getting divorced. Or how about if you're even single? It's even better.
I think if you have a body,
you
want it to look a certain way.
You should take care of it because it's the only one you live in.
And let's talk about some nice desserts because we're going to be, you know, coming up with recipes and everything. Some nice desserts that people could have that are healthy: baked apples in the winter. That's nice.
Oh, I love
with some low fat cream. Right, you could have
cream.
That.
What the Cool Whip?
The Cool Whip. Yeah.
But throw in some almonds, not almonds, walnuts
nice
in there,
protein.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Nice protein.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Jell-O. I mean, it's not that sexy.
I love Jell-O.
I do too.
But I would stick to the sugar-free Jell-O.
Sugar-free. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to think of things that people, well, we'll come up with more. But just
well, fruit is always a nice,
yeah.
nice, you know, choice.
You know what my mother used to make that was wonderful? You know about this. The Graham crackers. Shows you how much of a cook I am. They've got the Graham crackers on top. Graham crackers on top, and she's put in the oven like an icebox cake.
Right.
But hot.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense
to you?
Yeah.
Those are nice. Those are really good.
And Graham crackers had very little. My mother's always on top of it.
What's that dessert? It's the fruit cocktail. And the cream ambrosia.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I love ambrosia.
You can make it
and that's
low
so
fat.
Easy to make low fat. So,
so
easy.
Go. So at holiday parties, I mean,
mm-hmm.
these are things that you could pull out. Easy to serve.
And you know what? If you want to have a piece of cake,
of course.
It's the first two bites that are the best anyway.
Of course.
You
of
know,
course.
In moderation, you know, just have your little piece, little bite, and that's it. All I do usually is have a bite.
I know, I've seen it. Yeah.
That's it.
I've seen it.
That's it.
But, you know, even if you decided, I'm not just going to have a bite, I want the whole friggin' piece of cake.
Well, you're a pig.
Do it. Do it. Come on. But you could do it because you're only going to do it
because if you're disciplined every day to work out, then your body will just burn it.
And most likely, you're not going to have it more than once that week anyway. I mean, how many people go to a holiday party every day? That's almost impossible.
Well, a lot of people in the corporate world are still going every day to a party.
Did I ever tell you the story that I used to say, well, last year I didn't, the year before that, I had therapists that go to corporations and they do the chair massage.
Right.
And I told you one year they wanted to make them all wear hats and I refused to let them, I'm not going to need you. But anyway, I remember a couple of therapists were drinking. It's like, you can't drink. You drink
after. Drink and work?
Oh, drinking and working. And I got so, oh, I was so upset.
Oh, I could see how you did it. But I'm sure they got into it better and they wouldn't have to worry about who they massaged.
Oh, well, the funny thing is with the therapist, and if ever any of my therapists are listening, I always have somebody in the office that tells me things. So
right.
Don't
there's
think
always,
that,
there's always somebody watching.
I get the phone call. Well, you know something. I don't want to say anything, but so-and-so is drinking and working.
And which snitch is this one?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, this is what I'm saying. You know, Mama's charming. Mama's charming. And she's, you know, you take care of me, I take care of you.
There you go.
And I get the phone call.
There you go.
But, but I mean, the thing is, it's like a free-for-all. These holiday parties just grew, and nobody, you know, does
nothing.
Well,
the alcohol is going around like crazy, so it's easy. It's very easy to get lost in the mix.
And not if you're working for physical advantage, though.
Well,
Cannot. Not
if you're working for physical advantage.
Because then Mama physical advantage comes down, and she gets very upset. No drink is going to calm her down when she does. And that's the last check. So, but that's another story for another day. But, and we're going to come up with alcohol. That is lower, you know, because people eggnog and that's where the calories.
And you know, right now, I mean, it's very easy to go out into a liquor store because they have those low-fat vodkas.
Right.
I mean, even though vodka is fat-free, I'm saying, what are they called? Those
skinny
drinks.
Skinny girl things.
I mean, but they have not only skinny girl. I mean, they became rich because of the line. But every other company have now. Every spirit company has a different skinny girl line.
Now, I don't like vodka, but did you ever taste the difference between? I mean, I don't know.
Well, we once had that skinny girl thing.
Did it taste? I mean, I don't remember.
I thought it was tasty.
Yeah.
I think it was the cherry peach, something
like that. I guess a true, you know. I guess a person who...
You know
really
what?
Really
I think the alcohol content is all that matters.
Yeah.
Who cares about the taste?
Yeah. I mean, it's how quickly it hits you.
Proof? Okay, I like
it. Yeah, of course. I drink iodine for that much, and it doesn't matter. But, I mean, the thing is, what we were saying is, fall is not a time to discard any of the philosophies that you had over the summer as far as getting your body back into shape. Summer just lets you show it off more, but, you know, eventually, you know, you don't want to be too graphic, but you show it off.
If you weren't thin for the summer, now it's the perfect time to get thin for the summer. You have these months that are coming along, and you know what? You could show off a whole new body.
Make it a countdown to next spring.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than that. Marking every day off the calendar, this many days closer, that many days closer.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's just people have to. People would rather, and I guess it's people could sit in a classroom for a certain amount of hours, and because they know the objective might be a better job. People don't think in terms of why would I deny myself something that tastes good? It doesn't matter. My body works.
Mm-hmm.
And what I always say, because there are certain people that I know that they're in okay shape. They're not overweight or anything, but they eat like garbage. And they're I look okay. And, you know, it's not landing on me, and I'm healthy. You're healthy now, and that's what I always say.
It catches up with you.
Healthy now. You're not, God willing, you live a long life, but you're not always going to be 25. And this is where you invest in what I call your physical 401k.
Well, that's like, again, we're going to go full circle again. And this part of our lives is our second part that we really should make it an important part.
Exactly.
Especially if you're not healthy right now, you know?
Well, you know, and it's funny because I was telling you the other day, I have one of my therapists is, I'm going to say she's maybe 25, 26 tops, and she was complaining to me about working on more than five people in a day. And I said, after I complained to you about it, I'm going to be 51 next month.
It's a lazy generation.
You could do five.
It's such a lazy generation.
But you know what the thing is? My body's conditioned. Is it good that I work on some people they know? But can I? Hell yeah.
Who's disciplined and who's not?
Well, but see, that's the thing. My incentive has always been, certainly, you know, I like being in shape, but now it does come in handy because now it's like it's no sweat to do. At work.
After all this time, you've come to full head, and it just becomes an everyday full venture for you every day.
But, you know, I always laugh at somebody who's that age saying something like that to me. It's like, well, clearly I'm older.
Because they don't know any better, and that's what the way they were conditioned that way. They were conditioned that way.
That's not us, Siegelman, right?
No.
That's not us. But so we got a lot planned for the fall, and we hope. I think this is a good time that we keep the 1 o'clock slot.
Why not?
What say you, Elite? Yeah.
Why not?
So this will be our batch channel. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. I'll just check with you because I run everything by you. Because you were my beacon of hope.
Who
you were the
voice
of reason. You were.
Who else is in this room with me?
See, if you could be zen, I could be complimentary, right? To you? It could work that way. Everybody's
I'm pretty zen, but you sometimes think I'm dead. It's different.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Yeah,
well, that's
zen.
Because you're very quiet, expressionless
very
zen.
Yeah. It is zen.
You are. But, darling, zen has some emotion, too. You know, that's you know, that's what I'm saying.
I show emotion too.
You do, but I'm just saying, zen.
I'm zen.
Okay.
I'm more zen than anybody you know. Daggers in the eyes, if anybody.
No,
that's
just confusion because going to the Rolodex of people that I know.
Say goodnight, Chrissy.
Anyway, so we will be back next week, 1 o'clock, same bat channel, same bat time, and thank you for joining us. And we're going to be going through a list of guests, and we're going to be getting some guests on the air with us. So all will be back in full fashion. So in saying that, I'd like to thank Elite for making a wonderful show again.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you for joining me.
And we just hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Go out and make it a healthy day. Say goodbye to Elite.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day, people.